Hey everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode. This is Israelitis. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Lioness and it's nice to meet you virtually. For today's episode, it's going to be a little different. I'm going to be sharing with you guys my thoughts about singleness and my views on marriage and how it's changed from negative to positive, but still trying to work through the negative parts. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and also this episode is not like having a bunch of notes. I just wanted to come on here and share my vulnerable thoughts and what I've been through in the past years. And so yeah, I'm excited to share with you guys about my views on singleness and marriage and what I've been through. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and let's get started. So first, in high school, I was, you know, I was so excited. When I was like 14, I gave my life to Christ. I was fresh and I was so excited. You guys know, if you guys have not heard my testimony, you guys should go definitely listen to that. But I was like, oh, Father, I literally prayed, Father, only man that pursues me is my husband, because I didn't want any hurt or any flirtatious moments, because I was very flirty in middle school a lot and some elementary, but it was like fifth grade, so leading kind of into like sixth grade and seventh grade and all middle school. And I was very flirty with girls too. And if you guys don't know my testimony, I was bisexual for like 2 or 3 years. And so, yeah. Also, yeah. But anyway, sorry. But yeah, sorry. Yeah. So pretty much that's what I wanted. I was like, oh, I'm going to date, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm not going to date anybody. I just want to be single. I'm enjoying myself. And so, Father, whatever man you have for me, I'm gonna just be single, right? Boom. And so that happened. That was great, you know. I had no mind change. Of course, I did have a little crushes and all those things, you know, the normal kind of getting out of that worldly mindset of like liking every man in the world, or boy in the world, excuse me, because I was in high school, you know. They were not they were young men, but you know what I'm saying. But anyway, they were just like people my age, and I had crushes on them, and I was just like, oh my god. But other than that, it wasn't like anything like, oh my god, pursue me, please, we have to date, like, no. And so yeah, and then going forward, I remained single, blah blah blah. And then senior year, when I actually like, I feel like that was the time when I was really reading my Bible, really soaking it in. And during and in between that, I wasn't reading my Bible as much, but I did not desire to date at all. I didn't have that desire. But when I really started getting into the Bible junior, senior year of high school, I really soaked in the singleness season and really was excited and really saw the purpose. And the scripture that really, I didn't expect to bring the scripture out, but the scripture that really encouraged me to, sorry, you guys are going to be silent. I'm silent. And also I should probably, oh, okay, good. I was wondering if I'd silence my cell phone. But the scripture that I did was, and also I wanted to say that for this online platform, Spotify for Podcasters, and also for Riverside that I'm going to be using soon, because anyway, long story long, so sorry, please stay with me. I only have 30 minutes to like talk, but if I need to talk longer, I'm gonna like cut it off and then do another one and upload them together. So if it sounds like, oh, it's another transition, oh, it's over, it's not over, you know, it's not over. But if it is over, I'm like, bye, see you later, you know, it's over. But okay, anyway, the scripture that really helped me was the scripture that everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, Paul. Oh, Paul. It's 1 Corinthians 7. I forgot the verse exactly. I think it was verse 25. Right? Give me a second, y'all. LOL, LOL, LOL. Now, verse 25. So it says, And also treat it like a live, you know? I don't know if I can do lives with podcasting. So, yeah, treat this like a live, like as if you guys are sitting there waiting for me to get the answer. So, 1 Corinthians 7, verse... Okay, so verse 32. And it says... 1 Corinthians 7, verse 32, and it says, "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. And so that for me, I was so excited. I was like, oh, that's so good. That's so true. Let me soak this singleness season in. I was super excited. And I also didn't think about marriage at all. Like, at all. It wasn't even in my mind. Dating was just not in my mind. I was just so, like, soaked it in. And so especially I think I ran into that scripture senior year, not junior year, but in senior year I saw that and I was like, oh, that's so good, so true. But of course he says in the end that each own to his gift, to what the Father has gifted you guys in. But for me, I was just so excited in that season to, like, yeah, a verse. Okay. oh my goodness. Okay. So pretty much I enjoyed the singleness, and then also then going into my college years, all my college years, I was content with being single. I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. I'm one of those people, but during that time, I had a lot of difficulty with understanding marriage, because my views of marriage was romance, you know, was, oh my god, Cinderella, she had the shoe, and ooh, you know, you're so excited, and so you're thinking, like, oh, that's gonna be my man, Prince Charming, he gonna find my slipper, and you're really thinking, like, that's how marriage is gonna be. But then you see examples in your own personal life, and you're just like, I don't know, that's how marriage is supposed to be. Is it like that? Is it always like this, you know? Is it always negative? Is it always positive, you know? I haven't really found anyone. Like, I feel like most common you hear is, like, marriage is just, once you get married, your life is just over, like, you know? Or, like, I've heard some people say, oh, when you get married, it's the best thing ever. But then it's just so many mixed feelings that I'm like, okay, so is it good or is it not? And because I didn't know anything about scripture, what it says and all those things. But even though I was reading it, I didn't really understand, like, the part about the marriage part and Adam and Eve coming together. I didn't really comprehend that part. But anyway, so whenever I started hearing different opinions, different thoughts, I was like, eh, I don't know. But anyway, during those times, the Father convicted me of watching Disney princesses and, like, watching those things because of the magic and all that stuff, which is a controversial topic. So if you watch those things, I'm not saying stop it. I'm just throwing this out here. But yeah, I'm not doing all that, but I'm just saying that the Father revealed to me about the magic in the shows and the movies and things like that, and he, like, convicted me very strongly to stop watching Disney princesses. That was, like, the first beginning of not watching stuff, like, with magic in it. And he really was like, this is unrealistic, this is not marriage, this is not, yes, you are in love, of course you are in love, but you're not in a way of, like, it's only a romantic moment, but it's always, you know, you're living your life in selflessness, which is a whole nother later topic, but, like, also, going into it a little bit later in this episode. But I was just so into it, and I was just like, oh my goodness. But then once I stopped watching it, I started to, like, not really think about marriage either, but also stopped really fantasizing, like, relationship, I guess, like, even though that was still hard for me, because I think our imagination can get us in trouble, like imagining a relationship, imagining a man pursuing us and all these things and fantasizing. But in reality, we don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know the Father's plans. It will just happen all of a sudden. And so for me, I was like really into like fantasizing and just like, oh my gosh, especially romance books. I don't know about y'all, but that was my thing, especially in high school. Romance books was so like, ooh. And then when I got to college, there was no such thing as reading. reading your textbooks, reading your assignments, that's what you're doing. But anyway, some of you guys are like, girl, you could balance it. But nah, I was a student athlete my freshman year too. But even after that, I was like, I'm not reading nothing. But yeah, I stopped reading romance books and stopped reading all these weird supernatural books, even though they're so juicy. It's like, oh, that's juicy. You're just kind of realizing like, okay, let's put this back. Let's see. Let's put this back. Let's put this down. And so, yeah, that's what I was doing during that time and in college and high school and all those things. And so in first year of college, freshman year, I learned about all those things and about Snow White and the apple, and it's just like all those things. It was just like, this is just so dramatic and so unrealistic, but also demonic, you know. And so he started to convict me of that. And then Cinderella also was one of my favorites, and Frozen. But you know, once the Father convicts you, it's kind of hard to not, you just, when you watch it, it just doesn't hit the same, especially when you're convicted. I don't know if you guys experienced that before, but when you feel convicted about a show and you're like, it doesn't hit the same like it was before, but you're trying to push through, but it's just not working. Yeah, that's how it was for me. So I just stopped watching all of those Disney princesses. But so pretty much after that, okay, so he started getting that out of the way. And then my first year at ORU, you know, still thinking of a single list, you know, I didn't really think about marriage at all, honestly, especially because this is very personal. I wanted to get like into a testimony about this topic, but I feel like a lot of people don't talk about demonic, like demons and devils and demonic attacks and all these things, because I mentioned in my last episode, I think it was my last episode, about Satan has no power and the Father has been teaching me about the authority I carry. But it's because I've been having a lot of demonic attacks, and it's just been really hard. And even my freshman year, I've always had, like, even before that in high school, I've always had weird encounters, weird sleep, weird things. But it wasn't to the point of what it was when I was a freshman in high school. I mean, a freshman in college. And throughout college, because you know, you have roommates, you start getting to know different people, what they watch, and you're like, oh my goodness, y'all is bringing demons in the house. But but I hope you guys know what I'm saying. Like, I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. But this isn't to bash anybody, but it's just so true. Like, when you like have your convictions, you have your, you know, like, you don't listen to secular music. And that's also another thing. I was not listening to secular music. It has really changed my life. And it's just been such a blessing, especially finding Christian rap and like Christian songs. It changed my life, because without those songs, I probably would have been listening to Turn Up At, like, you know, whatever song they have now. But anyway, but of course, what was I going with this? LOL. So pretty much stopped listening to secular music as well. That helped a lot, but that also brought in a lot of demons that I have never seen in my life. I have never witnessed in my life. I never had, like, you know, the saying of sleep paralysis. And so, yeah, that's also another thing that I didn't realize. I've heard the stories, but then once I start listening to that music when I was new better and my junior year of high school, I was just like, dang, what did I do? What door did I open? What did I do wrong? But that's a whole nother testimony. If you guys want to check that out, I think it's in testimony part two. But yeah, so pretty much that happened. And yeah, and then, you know, I started masturbating again. You know, if you guys have not heard my testimony, please go listen to that so you can get more context as well. But so pretty much the doors were open, demonic doors, and I feel like no one talks about those things, and it's so like hard when you go through those things. And even now I'm kind of still going through that, but that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, that's a whole nother story. But la la. But yeah, I'm going through all that as well. And so marriage is just not in my mind at all. Like, I'm going through so much. I'm single, can't barely sleep, waking up in the middle of the night because my second year of college, still kind of a freshman because of credits, but, you know, sophomore, whatever. But I, you know, had weird sleep at night, and it was just crazy, and I just was not thinking of, oh my goodness, I'm gonna get married. I just want a man. Like, no, I was thinking, like, let me get through this, Father. Help me get out of this craziness. I don't know what's going on with this rest, but anyway. So pretty much, that was a rough year as well, but I wasn't thinking about a husband or anything. Of course, there are guys that were really cute. Of course, y'all, I have eyes. I can see. Oh my goodness, of course. You know, once like, you get to college, you start seeing them. Like, they're like men, you know? Y'all know what I'm talking about. But of course, you know. You know, not think wrongly and lustfully or anything like that. Yeah, so pretty much that happened. And then, yeah. And then my third year, which is like pretty much my junior year, but kind of sophomore year still, you know, still kind of, because I feel like when you transfer, it is so different. Transferring to a different college, especially ORU. But when you transfer, it's just a difficult process. So it's like you don't know what credits you have, what they approve, and then you know, and then you're still kind of like a sophomore junior type of situation at some point. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, you guys, I hope you guys are staying with me, because I'm really, yeah. Anyway, so pretty much my junior year. And then I started hearing things like, oh, women need to do this, women need to do that, women this, women that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, some of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, the concepts of women this, women need to stop doing this, women need to submit, which isn't bad, but it's just in a way of like, women should do this. And it's like nothing about men. Like, no one's mentioning men. And yeah, they probably have now, I don't know, but it's just a lot, like, everyone just seems to be like, women need to do this, women are just messing up the world, and all these things, and it's just like, do y'all read the Bible? Like, the Bible shows men and women both, like, messed it up, but, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I was thinking, like, no, I don't want to be, like, a feminist, I'm not gonna say anything, I'm good, you know, I'm just gonna take the hit, you know, and it completely skewed my views on marriage. I was thinking, like, I have no value as a woman. I don't think I should get married. I don't think it's worth it because, you know, I'm a woman, not just submitting, but it's just like I'm submitting to a man and he's going to control my every move. I can't say anything. I'm going to be silent forever. And there's no point. I could just be single because I can talk, you know, I can talk. And so I was just thinking, like, marriage is, there's no point in marriage. And so it has definitely confused me a lot. And during those years, I was really struggling. I was just like, why is it always us? Why is it always the women? Why are they always blaming us? Why are they always saying we're doing this and that? We need to do this and that. Y'all are out of your role. And it's just like, what? Like, what about the men? Like, we're always like so focused on the women. Like, even men and women both focus on the women, which is so interesting. Instead of like women focusing on the women and men admonishing the men, they just like so focus on one side, and it's like a popular thing. I don't know if you guys notice, but a popular thing even now, like just bashing women. Like, women just are so stupid, or like they just don't understand, you know, being how great they could have had it as a homemaker and all these things, which is great, by the way. I do aspire to be a homemaker now, but but yeah, I just feel like, yeah, that's great, but I felt like if I got a job, or if I work, or if I go to school, I'm not virtuous, or all these things, and it just felt like I just don't need to be married. That's literally what it felt like. I'm just like, there's no point. So pretty much, that was just really a kind of sad part of my life. I kind of was really sad and really not depressed in a sense to commit, like, you know, take my life or anything like that, but I just I was just kind of like, ugh, there's no point. I'm a woman. There's no point. I shouldn't do any episodes. Even though I was uploading a little bit during those times, I still felt like, okay, I'm a woman. There's no point. Whatever. A man wouldn't love me anyway because all the things I've been through anyway and all the crazy stuff I've done. But plus, I'm a woman, so I'm submitting and I can never say anything ever again. I have no good input, you know? Stuff like that. That really, like, I was really going through it, y'all. But during that time, also, I stopped praying in Jesus' name and just even the Hebrew, like Yeshua, Yahweh Shai, all those things. I stopped doing that, even though I was believing. I was kind of like halfway, which is another episode as well, about saying Jesus and all that stuff, because I believe in saying Jesus. I don't have any heartfelt. I've had so many answered prayers by praying in the name of Jesus, which is a whole nother topic, whole nother episode, which I would love to do. But that also confused me, so I was going through that as well. So there's just so much going on in between singleness and wanting to be married, but like not like obsessively, but you just know, like, no, if I get married, blah blah blah, oh, my life is over as a woman. Like, I have no right to anything. I have nothing. You know, that's what it felt like. It felt like that. And so I just didn't want to get married. I was just like, God, don't give me a husband. I don't want to get married. Maybe when I'm 30, 40, 50, when I'm old, when I'm aged out of life. No, I'm just kidding. Pretty much, like, I don't want to get married. But during that time, he was working on me. He was kind of like, no, I've called you to marriage. But, like, I got you. You know, I get why you're frustrated. And so he started to show me things in scripture, which I would love to do an episode separately, but right now I'm just sharing the testimony and like kind of just giving you guys the gist of my story of how I kind of brought back into, oh, marriage is beautiful type of thing. But and so he started showing me scriptures about my value as a woman. He started going back into Genesis and how he created both men and women in his image. And I was just like, wow, that's in scripture. Like, that's so exciting because you feel like as a woman, you have no value. But it's like both men and women were both created in the image of the Most High. Yes, in different roles. Yes, we know this. But realizing they're both valuable. And I didn't understand that. I was like, I'm valuable. How am I valuable? But it's just so cool to see that I'm valuable as a woman. And I hope that encourages you guys to know that you're valuable. And you're created in the Father's image. He loves you so much. And so, and then also he gave me Psalms 139 and how he created me in the way that he wanted me in, how I'm fearfully wonderfully made and all these things that I was just like, wow, this is so exciting. It's just so encouraging. Like, okay, I'm a woman. You created me in your likeness. I am part of that. Like you said in Genesis 1 and in Psalm 139, I'm fearfully wonderfully made. That is so amazing. I am created by God. Like, I'm created by the Most High. That is amazing. I'm the daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Like, what? Like, I am created in his beauty and majesty. No, I'm just kidding, but you know, you get so like into it. But yeah, I'm pretty much just like in his image, like created in his image, and it made me so excited, and it has completely changed my perspective on marriage and like specifically myself and just valuing myself and valuing a woman, me as a woman. And I just made me want to inspire other women to value themselves and value themselves and not think like, oh, you're a woman, you can't speak. Oh, you're a woman, you're just gonna sit there and be quiet. Like, that's just not realistic and unbiblical as well, which is another thing. I'm not talking about be loud-mouthed and talk trash about your man and talk trash about your parents and all. No, we're not doing that, y'all. We're not over here doing that. But I'm just saying that as a woman, we're not meant to just be doormats and just be stomped on, and that's not our purpose. And so we're the helpers. We're helpers. And of course, like, if you're called to marriage, but I mean as a woman who's called to marriage, I just mean like, you know, you're called to help, you know, help your husband. And that's a valuable position in a sense that you're both created in his image and you're helping your man. And it's a whole nother thing. Sorry, I have more to say, but I don't want to go on too much tangent about that because, yeah. And helping doesn't always mean like, oh, your majesty, like type of thing. That's what I feel like I've heard so many times. Like, you have to bow down to your man and do all these things and call him Lord. And I was just like, what? I'm so confused. Like, I have to call him Lord? Like, I was so lost. But yeah, because of 1 Peter 3, I believe it says that in about Sarah, what she said to her husband Abraham. But I was just like, so I have to call him Lord? Like, I was just so lost. I was just kind of like, okay, so I'm just gonna be this woman that's just like bowing down to this man, and I just don't feel like I have anything to say. And so I just didn't like that. I just didn't feel value in that. I just felt like, what is that? You know, like, I'm just a doormat. That's just terrible. But then also so during that, and then the father continued to show me once again. He started to send me like videos. Like, I started to see videos of women saying our value as, like, especially like the women who are homemakers. They would say we're valuable, and like how men say like we're not supposed to be making them feel terrible about themselves or making them feel like they're doormats, and they're actually valuable. Women are valuable. And I started seeing these clips on YouTube Shorts and like all those things, and I was just like, what? Like, these are videos out here like this? I never saw this before. And I started to see the value of women and how much work they do, and I was just like, I was like, wow, this is really beautiful. And just how women are hyping up women. And I just love that. I was just like, wow, that's so cool. Not in the sense of like rise up, not that type of hyping up. I meant like hyping up our attributes and what we do and our natural calling and all these things and our natural abilities, why we're so like, you know, X, Y, and Z. But anyway, yeah, and I started to see videos like that, and I was just like, wow, this is great. But I was still kind of conflicted, because I was like, I'm embarrassed, because I've had these demonic attacks, and they were all sexual, y'all. Like, I had so many sexual attacks, and I was just, like, ashamed of those. I just didn't, that's a whole testimony, but I didn't see value in me marrying if I've been through all of that. Like, there's no man that would want me, and I have this story. Like, he's gonna look at me like I'm crazy. And so I just didn't want to get married. I was just like that too. And then he started talking to me about Romans 8:1 and about there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I was like, oh, yeah, that verse. I forgot about that. You are correct. Like, wow. And I'm still struggling. But recently, this past year, he has really delivered me from condemnation. And that has been such a blessing. I haven't felt condemned. Of course, I still feel a little like, I don't know about this God Almighty. I don't know if I want to share this story with him. But still, it's just a blessing. By the way, I'm still single, in case I'm just talking like whenever I meet him in the future, whatever. But just saying like this story, you know, I'm like, I don't know, you know. But yeah, I'm just in that season. And then he started showing me 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 5. I think it's 5:7. Let me go there really quick. Excuse me. It says, I'm gonna pause this and come back with the 2 Corinthians, because it's about to be up in 30 minutes. Okay, so continuation. So 2 Corinthians 5. It was not 5:7. That 5:7 is we walk by faith, not by sight. Oh, that is so funny. But it's verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so that just made me like, oh my goodness, I'm a new creation in Christ. Like, oh my goodness, like the Father's not condemning me, and this is amazing. Swallowed really hard. It has made me feel so good. It has just made me feel confident. Of course, it's just continuation of scripture. And then this song called Christ in Christ, let me find this song really quick. That has been my song, y'all. Christ in Christ. I'm not gonna sing it, because you know I can't sing. My vocal cords are not there for that. I mean, I can sing badly but not well. So okay, if I can get, okay, there we go. So it's called Christ in Christ Crucified by Lindy Kofer. And Us, it's such a good song. I love it. It's such a beautiful song. So some of the lyrics are like, the wages of my sin was death. You knew I couldn't pay the debt. You paid it with your final breath. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You took the wrath that I deserved. Your holy blood broke every curse. Your mercy had the final word. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then it says in the chorus, we sing Christ in Christ, crucified in you. We're raised from death to life. We sing Christ in Christ, crucified. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then it continues on to say, no sin is bigger than your blood. No shame is stronger than your love. You said it's finished. It is done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Death couldn't keep you in the ground. You rose in power and took hell down. That power is living in us now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the chorus continues on. We sing Christ in Christ, crucified in you. We're raised from death to life. We sing Christ in Christ, crucified. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the bridge part is like, And death couldn't hold you down. Hell couldn't steal your crown. There's resurrection power in your name, in your name. Let all the earth cry out. Lift up a holy sound. Give all the glory now to Jesus' name, Jesus' name. And so it just continues on. And I just really love those lyrics. That those lyrics hit me like a truck. And I was like, man, this is so encouraging. And yeah, it was just so beautiful, and that encouraged me, and to know that I'm not condemned or not ashamed of what I've been through, these demonic attacks, which no one talks about, and I wish more people talk about it. And then also I started finding videos, or like randomly on the Sabbath we'll be watching, like my dad will find a video about this guy who overcame witchcraft and all this stuff, but it'll be like random videos that be like an answered prayer, like why is no one talking about it? But it'd be people from like other countries that talk about the spiritual realm and like the deep, you know, stuff. And of course there's probably other people who talk about it here in the United States, but it's just another level in how they describe it from other places, because I feel like I relate to them a little bit more, the people that's from out of like country and Africa and all those places, that I'm just like, that's literally what I've been experiencing, like so similar to that, the principalities and powers and all those things. And I'm just like, that's relatable. But anyway, the father started, you know, giving me a revelation, like this is like, you weren't the only one who's been through this. There's other people who's been through this. And so it's just so encouraging. And so during that time he's been telling me, like, you know, there's no shame, and you know, you're loved and you're valued, and there's no condemnation. And so he's been showing my value, showing me my identity in Christ, and also showing me that I'm not condemned, and that it's just so amazing. And then also during that time, of course, he's told me about marriage again, because I was like ignoring him before, but he's told me about marriage and all those things. But I'm not gonna get into all those details. I just wanted to share that part about that, but yeah, briefly. But yeah, he's been telling me about that, and it's been such a blessing. And I was just so confused. I was like, why would you want me to get married? Okay, I don't need to get married. Like, I'm good. Like, my calling is singleness. Like, I'm trying to tell him what to do. That's so funny. Why do we do that? We'd be like, no, God, I got this. Like, my calling is singleness. No, God, my calling is marriage. I got this. Like, you know, why do we do that? So, yeah, it's just so funny. But anyway, I just hope this encourages you guys to know that. And that also, he told me about once he started telling me about, oh, I'm perfectly wonderfully made, all those things, he started to really reveal to me, like, Lioness, like, who I am. Like, I am, like, my, oh, no, I don't want to cry. Don't cry. But, like, me and how, like, I am and, like, oh no, I didn't think I was gonna cry. No. Don't cry. Not yet. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I can't even get it out because I'm gonna cry. Okay, hold it together, Lioness, hold it together. hold it together. Okay, so pretty much just me and my value as like me, like my personality and all these things, because what people don't understand is that like rejection can like really hurt, and I've been rejected so many times, and not by men necessarily, like, but mainly like just trying to make friends and stuff, and that has really hurt a lot. And I've been trying to deal with that recently now, but that's one thing for sure that I'm just like, you want me to have a man? Like, nobody wants to date me. Nobody wants to be with me. Like, not date me, but nobody wants to be my friend. So there's no way I'm going to have a man like me. So it was just like that stuff as well. And that's like really hard, going through that. And so, it's just been really rough. And oh my God, I didn't expect to cry. Oh my goodness, y'all. Vulnerable over here. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, so yeah, pretty much those things, and that's what he's been teaching me right now. Like me, even though I'm still struggling with it, I feel like a whole other person than I was years ago about marriage. I don't see it in as a negative light or like, oh, there's no way I would get married. But of course, I am kind of still like, why would a man want this type of story from a woman? Because a lot of the times, you know, you hear women, they're harlots, and this is like, well, in the Bible, they call men whores. And so I'm just like, it's all the same, y'all. Okay. Anyway, I just think I'm one of those people that would like, I'm just like, I don't know. Anyway, let me stop. let me stop. I'm getting into a controversial topic again. But anyway, I just wanted to say that and encourage you guys. Like, it's been really hard for me in this season of my life. And I didn't want to share that because I was like embarrassed. And I was like, no, I don't want to share this. I've been avoiding this episode for the longest time. And I really didn't want to share it. Man, my throat is so dry, but it's okay. I really didn't want to share, and I was just so embarrassed. But, you know, sharing it and now recording it has been such a blessing, and I feel really good. But I didn't expect to cry. Like, no, I hate crying. Not the cry, not the ugly crying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But those are, like, the best cries, low-key. Like, when you start crying, like, really hard. It's, like, the best crying session ever. Especially, you know, in the secret place and stuff. Like, it's so nice. But, anyway. So, pretty much, yeah. He's dealing with me with that. And, like, how my value in myself. And how he loves me. And how he created me. Like, me. Like, not just as a woman. But as, like, Lioness. And as someone who has been rejected for so long. That something wrong with me. Like, it's not me. And so I just thank you that I'm so used to praying to the Father. That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's so embarrassing. But anyway, yeah. So pretty much, that's all I have for you guys today. And I hope that you guys are encouraged by this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed these. Of course, please give it a rating or a comment, because I do have, like a question at the end on Spotify, and it'll show like a question, and it'll like say like, what did you think about this episode? You guys can say like anything, like hopefully nothing like crazy, like this girl is annoying, like please don't say that to me. That's so mean. But please leave nice comments, and yeah, and then also, yeah, I think that's all. And then also with social media, you guys can follow me on there. I'll link those in the description. But also, I'm not really using it as much because I feel like social media for me has been like really rough. I feel like comparison is just so easy for me, so I just prefer not to be on there. But you guys can email me at israelitespodcast@gmail.com if that's better. But yeah, if you guys have any questions or comments or prayer requests or anything like that, I'm really ready. I'm ready. Boom. And so yeah, I hope this is encouraging. I hope that you guys will remain strong in your faith and whatever you're going through, and that whatever you're suffering through, that you know you're not alone, and know that you know the Father's with you. And here I am, a servant of the Most High. We're all in this together. And I didn't mean it in the way that High School Musical, I just anyway forget about what I just said. But anyway, yeah, so we're all in this together, and I just want you guys to know that, yeah, and so I'm gonna pray. And so, yeah, Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to this episode. It was really hard, but thank you for getting me through this episode. I thank you for those who are listening, that they are blessed with this episode, that they won't feel discouraged, or feel unmotivated any longer, or somehow it boosted up their energy to be like, you know what? Yeah, I am fearfully wonderfully made. Yeah, I am a woman of the Most High God, and He created me in His image. I pray that this encourages them to know their worth and know that their worth is in Christ Jesus and Yeshua, and that they are loved and so valued as a woman, and also men as well. If men are listening to this episode, men are valued as well. But just that as a woman, you know, we're always getting the end of everything, getting beat up a lot. But I pray that your spirit will guide and lead those who are listening and bless them with this, and that it'll be a blessing to them, and that they may share it with others and they'd be like, oh, I know somebody who would really love this. And I just pray that that would love this to like encourage them and their friends and their family and whoever they know. And I just pray that your spirit will bless and guide and lead their lives and whatever they're going through, whether it's financial issues, whether it's relationship issues, marriage issues, whatever it is. I just plead the blood of the Lamb over their marriages and friendships and their finances. I pray that your spirit will breathe life over everything, that you're a provider and that you've never forsaken us nor left us. I thank you, Father God, that even just you count the hairs on our head and you care for us, that you know that you'll provide for us, that you'll provide for us. Don't worry about what you'll eat, what you'll drink, and what you'll wear, and that you're always providing for us. And so I thank you, Father, that your spirit will breathe life over those who are struggling, including myself and all of us who are struggling financially in this world, this economic that is just going so crazy high, everything's expensive. And I just pray that those who are struggling, and that to know that you're a provider and that you will provide and that you care for us. And I thank you also for those who are dealing with marriage issues, that you'll provide for them wisdom, and whether someone in counseling or someone in their congregation, whatever it is, I just pray that your spirit will guide and lead them in the community and the people around them, and help them to work it out and pray for each other and continuously to Hey guys, really quickly, my mic kind of cut me off, like my computer kind of went off or something, and so sorry, but just know that I prayed for you guys, and just know that I love you guys so much, and thank you so much for this, for supporting me and supporting, this podcast or whatever. But thank you so much, sorry guys, I'm a little flustered right now, but thank you so much for your support, and I thank you, and of course, I'll see you in my next one. Bye, guys.